You know, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but Los Angeles is burning more than my crotch after that Tijuana weekend with what's-her-name from the airport bar. I am Kyam, and you're witnessing the slow-motion apocalypse of the City of Angels, where the four horsemen arrive in Teslas with oat milk lattes. Fires in Los Angeles, folks. It's like Mother Nature saying, "Hey, remember me? I'm the bitch who was here before you put in those infinity pools in valet parking." Yeah, these blazes are spreading faster than herpes at a Kardashian sleepover. And we just keep rebuilding in the same goddamn places. You've got these palatial homes perched on hillsides drier than Gandhi's flip-flop. And we're shocked, shocked when they burn down every 3 years. What did you expect? And the response is so ass backwards. We got firefighters risking their lives while some Botox trophy wife is screaming about her chakra stones and rescue chinchilla. Meanwhile, the city planning department has their head so far up their own asses they could give themselves a colonoscopy. Let's build more houses where everything burns regularly. Brilliant. That's like opening a submarine dealership in the Sahara. The Santa Ana winds come in like an ex-wife from a fresh divorce decree, and suddenly half the state looks like Dante's backyard barbecue. You know what they call a Santa Ana wind in any other state? Fucking wind. But no, here it's got a special name so real estate agents can pretend it's charming when they're selling you a future pile of ash. Climate change is just throwing gas on this literal fire. The planet is heating up faster than my temper at a vegan restaurant when they tell me kale chips are worth $9. We're basically living in a stateside tinderbox where people keep flicking their cigarettes out the window of their eco-friendly hybrids. Want to know the most fucked up part? The smoke from these fires is actually improving the view in some parts of LA, finally hiding that hideous architectural monstrosity your actor neighbor built after his superhero franchise took off. And the news coverage, sweet Jesus, holy. It's always some impossibly groomed reporter standing in front of a literal hellscape saying, As you can see behind me, Jim, things were a bit warm today in Malibu. A bit warm? That's a fucking palm tree doing an expression of an Olympic torch and we're getting traffic updates? Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but when your swimming pool is boiling like a lobster pot at a main restaurant, maybe, just maybe, we should reconsider our relationship with this beautiful disaster zone we call Los Angeles.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I like your style, dude.
Hell yeah.
Not bad, not bad.